We are the body of Christ, as women of God, the vehicle by which he chooses to reveal himself to the world. In our lives, this will mean our house husbands, kids, family, or friends. That raises the question for each one of us, what kind of picture of Christ do I present? Is it evident that he is first in my life? Is it what we do that counts? We are already accepted in him, as it says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Establish your foundation there, for if we don't take Christ seriously, how do you expect your kids to? If you have given yourself, seek him deeper, stay diligent, don't just pay lip service with no substance. It will go nowhere. God knows if you're serious, struggling or not. Matthew chapter 15, verse 8 says, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Think about this. Is this you? Psalm 37, verse 3, 4, 5, and 7 says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Trust in the Lord, delight yourself in the Lord, commit your way to the Lord, rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. A woman who calls Christ Lord must give him her uncompromising love and loyalty first. It stands to reason we put our Lord first in this matter. It will spill over into our husbands and family. We put our Lord first, we meet all the qualifications of a godly wife. He doesn't have expectations that is man. We need to change our focus from living up to what family and friends' expectations are, because we generally lose anyway, because you can't meet them. Expect means to consider, to be obligated or reasonable. Where is God? It says, God says in his word, Proverbs 31, chapter 31, verse 30, charm is deceitful, beauty is passing, but a woman who fears, reveres the Lord, she shall be praised. What else matters? When we come to the Lord with all our heart, he knows what we're thinking, feeling, needing. There is no miscommunication with him, as with people. Who can easily misunderstand what we are trying to say? He knows us perfectly. We are accepted in him when we are not by people who matter more, whose acceptance is more important to you. We can't change people, but our Lord most certainly can. Stand on the absolute strength of God. He will give us rest and peace. Angels of the Lord surround us if we belong to him. Do we think about that? Think about what that means. We're protected and guarded. Have you truly rested in that knowledge? Or when times get tough, do you weaken and revert back to unconsciously thinking God's not going to do anything? I have to handle this on my own. If we're not resting, we're basically telling him we don't have enough trust in him for the outcome we want. Don't we get that from our husbands, kids? Are we in turn doing the same thing to our Lord? Sneaky Satan is using an avenue to interfere and weaken us. Stop where you're at and reconsider your thought process. If we rest in the Lord, our mind is focused on Him. Satan cannot take over and consume us with doubt, trepidation, anxiety. He can't get in unless we let him. Do not give an inch of ground. We are blessed. We are chosen. I am predestined. I am accepted. And I have been sealed with the Spirit. I have His power as a believer. And I have been saved. I have been blessed. Thank you, Lord.